Begin the current daf mustachs by mitzid daf in beis even on beis to begin to smell to begin the gemara. But Yechonam he says loy gadol gadol mamish. When it says a gadol, doesn't mean literally a gadol. Which mafresh b'ain tam he says okay kiyecha de pligi hacha. Just like they disagree over here regarding when we're talking about the mitzia of a cotton. Who do we mean a cotton and a gadol? Pligi namigabei erev. The same machlekes would be regarding the laws of erev. That nam perk chalem we learn in erev in the fine tesma beis. That a mezaklem it could merit to the rest of the community al de b'nai bita through his children, which Girsa the Bachad's on is hagadolim that are adults, because dila shmul the amar hacha according to Shmuel that it says a big cotton mamish, he says what's a cotton? It means literally a minor hasanamig by erev. So do over there with the halos of erev in the zeicha, the child on the b'mitza cannot merit it for other people because the other kiyar yarav his hands like his father's hand. And because Kirin the Mitzvah say La'avim, since his, what he finds goes to his father, who then calls a Chesav La'av, all the things that he merits goes to the father. And they've never left the father's Rishus to go be Masaka to other people for the heir. Now, what do you do for Amma Avriya, the Jewish maidservant, Ava Pishah Ketana, although she's a minor, still Zacha Beiruva, yeah, she could merit regarding the laws of heir, because the Mitzvah say ain't allowed in that, because what she finds is not go to her master. Now, Avagav de Shmuel Isla, though Shmuel holds Perkins, Kabbal, Gitten of some of them, and Bayes, Cotton Zechel Asman, that a minor could marry for himself, Bain of Zechel Acherim, and cannot marry to others. Mishani Hassan, the Gemara answers over there, Shani Shetuvim Avoyes, the Rabbanon, that when it comes to Erevin, it's different because it's rabbinic. So therefore, we're lenient regarding the laws of Amavriya. Even though she's a Ketana. And she can be a Zakh of Erev. But Mishmuel Perk, Misha Tzio, Erevin, Nevim Tesman Aleph, to Erev Misham Kinyan. He says that Erev works because of like an acquisition for others. It's just like others are living over there. And they say, well, what's the difference between them? Cotton is a minor. So Taisa says, what you have to say is, Rabbeinu Chanan explains over there, the Islay buys the cotton kama. What it's trying to say is, if a minor has his own house over there, so that's the difference that he cannot be mezaka to other people, his house, but they could live over there as dira. But like Pirish Rashi, Pirish Benalik Rashi explains in a goyva erev that he cannot collect the erev if it's as kinyan. Because he cannot merit, that's not true, because we just said that since it's drabbanon, he actually could be zeichin. Now, read the Amar. Now, according to Rabbi Yechanan, that he says like God legal mamish, as our different maskal taisa he quotes that adult doesn't mean adult; it means if he's not semech shulchan avim, what then he got be erev nami? Same halacha qualification should be regarding the laws of erev. The cotton man is some chasuchan of if he's a minor, but he's not relying on his father. Zaycha, yeah, he could marry come every like we said. Allah chavam avriya. They were lenient regarding a cotton's kinyan regarding shetuvim avayis drabbanim. Whereas regardless, some chasuchan of when you have an adult that's relying on the father, ain't a zaycha. He cannot merit for others. So you have to be careful. Shalal zakas the erev, but the menei hagadol some chasuchan. You're right. You have to make sure that he's not mezak to others if he's relying and is dependent on his father. Because the Kamal Rabbi Yechonah only got Shmuel, because we hold like Rabbi Yechonah when he disagrees with Shmuel, because I'm very much into like the Gemara says, but end up in Zayim base. Now, Abdi Rishav Chasei Ibrahim. Now, regarding his male and female Jewish slaves, Agav the Smuchah Shalchana. What do you mean? Aren't they reliant on this? On dependents on this table? But Metziasim LaAtzman. What they find goes to themselves. Bechin Zeichem Ibrahim. Yeah, they can be Zeichem with the Erev. And their hand is not like extension of the hand of the master, because Leshaych Eva, it's not applicable, the concern about hatred, only regarding a son, Shadarka Lazan Yatama, where he's always sustaining him, even though you find so often, the father's not going to provide him, and others will not take care of him. So there's Eva, but Adam Acher, Mi Alma, but some random person, Samachal Shulchan Chaberi, that's dependent on someone else's table, Chinam for free, like an orphan, or Kiyetzba, some type of situations. In it's not logical to say that what he finds goes to his friend. For sure, regarding a slave and a maidservant. The reason why that depends is because it's for the wages, for the effort that they put in. Now, ubitay, regarding his daughter, Philim Nairi, even if she's in puberty, and she's not even a dependent on her father's table, still mitzias lavia, what she finds goes to her father. Mishum Eva, because of hatred. Because the boy, if the father wants the Muslim no mukashkin, he can marry off to a disgusting, repulsive person. Get on perik nair, like the Gemara says in Ksubas, that man vav, which would like Rashi. Not like Rashi. Shapir Shtei explains the reason is Mishum Dachsiv, because the pasuk b'Nerdeha in her youth, that the father has the rights on her, because that pasuk is talking about something else, that regarding only that he has the ability to nullify her vows. He's a perikam of the kedushin, like it's written in the first perikadushin of gimel beis, perikner with another mem bavim beis. And what's with the ish to his wife, the zakhe be'erv, that can marry in the erev? I have got the yada kiyad vayla. Isn't her hand like the hand of her husband? The Gemara base explains the isla bayis ba'isim mavri. She has her own home in that alleyway. Since she can marry for herself, she could also marry for others, even though generally her yad is like the yad of her husband. Next, there's must begin with the words of Gemara. We're talking about where that they picked up the find at the same time as working, so therefore that's why it's not considered taking away from the master, and therefore it doesn't go to him. Then same time you can say, how the tiny parakam, what do you do with it? Learned in the Brisa and the first parak of Kedushin Dav to sign the base. Amaria, the Jewish maidservant in the Tzioslavia, what she finds goes to her father, but the Schabate Rabba, but the amount of work that she wasn't doing at that moment when she picked up the found object goes to her master. Question is, how could he explain the case? Yeah, Liba the Rava, meaning according to Rava. Because Dimik B Malachta, like we're saying, that's the only case he holds that it works. Well, like a Schabate, there's no loss of work because she was working at the same time. She didn't pick it up when she was doing the work. Then actually, it should go to her master, not to her father. Tais explains that he doesn't disagree with the other opinion Agmar brings over here of Rabbi Yechanan, that of the case of that if the person only makes holes in pearls, he agrees. He's just adding on another case. And the Gemara over there, obviously, in Kedushin must be talking about the case of Nike Margolius, where she was not doing that job at that time, and therefore the schabatela goes to her master. Next, this matter the word where he was hired specifically to pick up found objects. And this is how you're supposed to explain the brisa. Remember when we say this bezman sha'amalei, when he said to him, which says it should come to address a question, that it sounds like it's from the brisa not like this, and he says, no, it's saying when he tells him, do with me this type of thing, shukamoi. Like, and this is what he's like really adding on, like, okay, do the weeding for me today. But it's not only the case of weeding, it's like really any job. And that's what I'm saying, but if he said, do it me, work of found objects, oh, that's when it's going to go to the master. He says, not to begin with the word, my boy, what's he doing by him? Meaning, because the hinami ein yichay limker atzma, which the question is, what do you mean when she's over bas mitzvah, what's she doing over there? There's by the question. We know every could sell himself, so maybe this woman sold herself as an adult. No, because hinami ein yichay limker atzma achay, can she can't sell herself afterwards? Kedisa b'safri. So over bas mitzvah, it wouldn't make sense to explain that because she can't be a slave woman anymore. Next, there's master begin the gemara, but a little about tishrei, and maybe the loan actually didn't happen up until tishrei. So Pirush Tesh explains. In other words, the after writes a little voice by, and now 6 months later he's going to want to use it to bar with, and that's the problem that you're going to collect from the kulchas from 6 months before. I mean, he explains because shishle toyrech lichtav sh'ta'ach. It's a big effort to go write up a new document, and v'gam kedei la'arich pshit to decide for also you gain the profit that you don't have to pay for the scribe to write a new document. Meaning, Tesh explains abal ein lavash, but don't explain shikvar lava by kum chenafel. Meaning, he had already barred with it before it fell. And unlike this, as we explained, where now he wants to go ahead and bar with it after it's found. Don't say that it was no that it had been 6 months and then they barred and then it fell. No, because if that would be the case, my mishani was the gemara answering hani rei. Oh, there's a flaw of hilufish novel because it fell. But what do you mean? But you're saying b'yeshachacha and there's a proof the mishum pesulai because it was invalid nizla shamrei. He wasn't careful to protect it. That's not true. But below the kfar. But he already barred with it. Pshidish and Islam, right? So the sword wouldn't make sense. Of course, he'd be careful to protect it. It was actual loan. So it must be that no. The flaw is when the person didn't loan it, then they're not careful. Then we're saying, oh, you want to bar with it. No. Now you can't because now you're going to collect from the kuchas from 6 months ago. Next, this master begins with the Gemara. Kais vin shtar l'leiva, you write a document for the bar off of Pishin Malva Imai, even if the lens is not there. Which says Bada, and he addresses the question. He says, and you don't have to be concerned that when it looks like a lie. What do you mean? How there's no loan of it. Where's the lender? Kamai, like we have the problem Bashar to the Yoni with the judge's authenticated document. Dimkasva, if they write it, it's authenticated, koim de nefzik, hasim is yatzadi, before they actually see the witness's signatures, which they're verifying, even though if they subsequently see it, so it's invalid. Why don't you say something over here that if the lender's not here, how could you say there was a loan? No, the hach over here, since the borrower is writing his liability, it doesn't look like a lie, because when he's saying, I owe the guy, and he could take that liability, he could take responsibility, and if he could do it even though the lender's not over here.